Oh, and who comes wandering through the transom? Made Jake cry already twice today.
I deserved it.
Penny Sharp from March of Dimes. Welcome, Penny. 70-year-old Penny. Heart attack couldn't kill this one.
I'm happy to turn a year older.
You could choose 70 times around the sun.
I know.
Good God.
It's kind of exciting to
still
be here. It is exciting.
Dude, you don't look 70.
Well, thank
you. Ridiculous.
Beautiful.
By the way, was she not hitting on me the second she rolled through? What'd she say?
You could use some Penny in your life.
She goes, man, you look good.
She did.
She's like, I know. Because you're 70.
Johnny,
I look good to all 70-year-olds.
I know you like him about 20 years younger instead of 20 years older. So
20 years younger than me, not you.
Yeah.
Golly, good to see you, Miss Penny.
Thank
Why
you.
Are you beating up on Jake?
I was just concerned about this beautiful 1-year-old and this charming 4-year-old.
Mr. Carter. Yeah, well, they're one. They don't know where they're at. They're one. They go wherever mom and dad go.
Yeah.
They're one. Now, I know it's a beautiful Higgins family. We're going to meet them. Look at her. She's happy.
Yeah.
So is Carter, man. Carter, you're a good boy. Yeah, I can tell. But there's a reason you're here. Bikers for Babies this weekend. Tomorrow night, we've got the pre-reg at Rawhide happening 6 to 9.
6 to 9.
And then 1 to 5. At Worth
Harley Davidson.
We got a lot of stuff to talk. We got to talk about Don Post. This is to get him up to the grand donor situation. We got to talk about Dave Lindsay, his crazy ass. And we'll talk about the chair to raffle off. We'll talk about how to get into Bikers for Babies.
Let's do it.
In fact, we make enough money. Kara will be going topless for the entire day. Is that right? Do it for the children.
Oh,
do it for children.
Standing in the background.
If you don't love kids, okay, you do what you want.
I know Don's listening at home, and we're missing him here because he usually comes and chats with you.
Lazy is what he's being. Lazy.
No,
that big, incredible bed he's got. He's hanging out at the house, a beautiful house.
He would love to be here. His son, Mike, who usually brings him out, is working days.
Yep.
Couldn't quite make it.
Well,
the weather was crazy.
Yeah, Don, trust me, you're in a better place. Just kick back.
Yeah.
We'll talk about all of that. Don, in fact, I would love to have people, you know, every year Don's a grand donor.
Yes.
And he has been, well, at one point, he brought in a couple $100,000. And he is coming up a wee bit short just because there's a lot going on right now. You guys could help Mr. Post out. How can they do that? How can they find his donor page? You know, because everybody's got their pages now, and it shows you how they're doing, right?
I think his Facebook page has the links. Also on the Vote Don Post, there's a couple thousand people that are on the Vote Don Post page that's been up for a couple of years now, and they can go there. And
no, there's
the
a link that
there.
They can click on,
yes.
And they can do in Don's name, they can make a donation.
Correct.
And where's he at currently?
Last I looked, he was at 465.
But he wants to be over 1,000.
Absolutely.
Oh, come on. We can do 600 bucks.
Yeah.
We can knock 600 bucks out of the park. Don, don't you worry about that. I would love to have you guys help us out with that. So that way, Don will never miss a year as a grand donor.
Yeah. Just search for Vote Don Post. And
I kind of feel like he's 200 years in advance paid.
Yeah, you know? Isn't like, that the truth?
Yeah. He really is. You think about it. I mean, he brought in a couple $100,000. Didn't that put him 200 runs in a row? I mean, that's...
Well, and last year his donation to March of Dimes was right about $5,500. So,
listen, and there's a reason we talk about this. The reason the money is important. It's all about research. And we're going to meet some kids here. This little good fella, Carter, I didn't realize he was born so early. Was it 27 weeks?
Yes, he was born at 27 weeks.
You guys, welcome to the show, guys, by the way.
Ashley and Jeremy.
And 27 weeks, because it's, what's the gestation? What is, how many weeks?
39 is what the goal is.
I mean, that's, golly, think about how early that is.
Right. He was very early, and he was only 1 pound, 4 ounces.
He was, and he's, look, he's fantastic. Look at the smile on that kid. And he's 4.
Yes, he's 4.
And any lasting challenges?
Other than being a little on the small side, that's about it. Health-wise, he's doing pretty well. Henry is any 4-year-old, that's for sure.
Yeah, man, he's a happy kid.
Yeah.
He is really
pretty,
is.
Yeah, he's a pretty good boy.
Very, I mean, like, it really just comfortable. Most kids come into studio and they get real shy, but he's not shy.
He certainly has his moments, so that must mean he likes you.
Ah, well, it's the mentality. My friend Carter, Mr. Carter right here. Hi. Carter, come over here. You want to say hi? Come here, bud. Oh, I see your sister's coming by. Come here. Here we go. You can come over here because we can talk right here. How old are you?
4.
You're 4? What do you got in your hands or what is that? What is that? Oh, you're playing there. Who's this right here? Who's this person?
Me.
Who?
Me.
Who is that? Is that your sister?
Yeah.
Yeah? So how you're 4 years old, and you like motorcycles?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you like about them? You have a red motorcycle. Come
show,
over here.
Carter,
here.
Show him your
can
shirt.
I have this for a second?
Yeah.
I'm going to put this right here for a second. And then you come over here. Talk to me. So you have a red motorcycle. Do you ride it? Yeah? Is it fast? How do you ride it?
Like this.
How does it go?
It goes fast.
Yeah?
It goes fast.
And is it electric?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Your sister wants something. What does she want?
My
oh, she wants this. Oh, I see. Can we give it to her?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go, sweetie. Oh, it's too heavy for her. All right, so I'm going to come over here. Carter, thank you for stopping by. So what happened with Carter?
So with Carter, I had a two-vessel cord. So in your cord, your umbilical cord, you're supposed to have three vessels, and I only had two. So at one point in pregnancy, the blood flow just wasn't getting to him anymore, so they had to take him early because he wasn't growing in uterus. So...
And so that was either he wasn't going to make it.
Right. And we had kind of had the conversation around 21 weeks if we were going to continue with the pregnancy or not.
Right.
And so, and of course, we obviously decided to continue with the pregnancy and see how far we could get with him. And
was there, did they know if there was any damage, if there was anything, you know, beyond being small and not developing? I mean, there had to be some pretty substantial risks. And not knowing what the problems were.
Yeah, we did an amniocentesis early on as well, around 20, 21 weeks. Might have even been sooner than that. So they were checking for some genetic things, sure. If there was anything like that. But, you know, other than the small part, we didn't know.
You don't know until he gets here,
yeah,
right?
We didn't know until he got there. That's
how
exactly
terrifying.
Right. So,
he's your first.
He's our first, yeah. So
you don't have any experience. You have no idea. You've never had a kid. This is not going the way you want it to go,
yep.
And then they tell you he's got to come out now. And what chances of survival do they give him?
You know, I'm not
just
even,
over a pound.
I'm not even 1 pound 4 ounces. I'm not even sure if we even talked about survival.
It's so bad they don't even. I mean,
and
it's such
I think
a dark
it was such
thing.
A blur to us,
the whole
experience was kind of a blur.
Penny,
so.
Do you any idea on that statistic at 1 pound 4 ounces?
It's definitely in the 5% range, probably.
Yeah, and 20 years ago.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
No. I mean, and it's crazy to think this ride is on its 22nd year, and the money you've raised, you know, over $8 million here in Kansas City. And the research that's happened is the reason he is hanging out in the studio today. Because when we started this ride, it didn't exist.
Exactly.
I mean, that's really amazing when you think about what you guys who have ridden all these years, 22 years in a row, you've actually seen research developed that keep these kids alive. And so many times, you know, you'll help with a charity, but you never get to see the manifestation of what you've done. And I mean, he's here. He's living proof. Both these little kids are.
Well, and Johnny, you've seen it with so many of our mission children, our ambassador children that, you know, who are born a pound, pound and a half.
Dude, Tucker.
Yeah, Tucker and Maggie and Melanie and
dude,
all
that kid
of them.
Doesn't calm down. I'm getting ready to give him a disability.
No, but I think, you know, visually, if you imagine just a stick of butter. It weighs 1 pound. That's what they're talking about in terms of delivering a child who is so tiny that survival is truly a question. And to have to spend 3 months, 4 months in a NICU every day wondering if you're going to be able to take that baby home.
Right. No, it's I've seen the faces of the parents, and it's just, it's nonstop worry. It never ends. It's 24 hours a day, and it's... You know, it's the most precious thing in the world, you could want. You know, we all want things, but I can't imagine there's ever been anything bigger want and need in your life than to bring that kid home.
And to leave every night, leave him at the hospital and have to go home and not know, you know, what's going to happen overnight and what's going to be the situation when you get back in the morning, too, is just...
No, I've had so many of my friends, you know, work their way through this. Laszlo and Ephedra had a preemie. You know, years ago, and they're wonderful kids, all healthy. But I watched even them. You know, like the real genuine fear in your heart when you don't know. You know, it's nobody is tough enough to handle that. There's no man, no woman, nobody. It's such vulnerability when you see them at a pound 4 ounces, like you said, like the length of a stick of butter, and literally the size of that. I mean, just they it's it's impossible to explain to you until you've seen a child in this situation how small and vulnerable they are. And it doesn't have to be this way. You can change all of this. He is living proof. She is living proof. And so how did you get involved in March of Dimes?
Well, we found out about the March of Dimes while we were in the hospital with Carter. We had seen some pamphlets and some information. And so after he was discharged, I just knew I wanted to connect with someone. I wanted to find other people that had gone through this and figure out how we could help so that maybe another family wouldn't have to experience what we went through.
Well, and I'll tell you, the other thing is just even meeting people who are going through it right then, because you're right. Nobody, you don't have any answers. And as good as a hospital can be, and as much as they can help you, you have so many more questions and so many more thoughts and so many more, you know, fears that having somebody with some experience, really, it's important that you guys stay involved in this.
Yeah, it's really nice to be able to connect with someone who knows what it's like and has been through it. And the March of Dimes definitely helps with that connection and brings those people together around a common cause. And that's fighting for our most precious gifts there are.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, you know, Big East Triplets.
Right.
After 20 years at the time of working with March of Dimes and Bikers for Babies and knowing what I do know, when they said they were having triplets, then I'm telling you, Eric, he was all the way through cool. I'm the nervous wreck. I'm walking around, like, the kids are she going to go full term? Because they almost never do.
Exactly.
But I'm telling you, she locked those kids up. Like, they were not coming out, you know. And she's there, you know, she's what? What do you think JoJo is? Like 5 feet tall? Like, she's your height. Yeah, with triplets. Imagine that. She had literally a gut brace. Like, it went around her back. And she's walking around, and I'm telling you, by sheer will, those kids stayed in. And they're happy and healthy today, but I was terrified,
yeah.
You know, because you just, it's unbelievably frightening how truly vulnerable they are. And every bit of their survival really does, it depends on this research, and this research takes money.
Johnny, I've said it pretty much every year when we come in here that what we want the riders who participate on Sunday to see is Baby Boulevard, for one thing, you know, and it's the posters and the signs of local babies. There's over 500 of them now that are displayed, giving riders just the understanding that they're riding for these children. And I think it's kind of a very memorable and
it's because some are not with us.
Exactly.
But you'll see all along that route, you'll see people holding up children that have that were premature, that were helped. And it's the heaviest part of the day. It's the best part of the day. But, I mean, it's like, whew.
Well, and as they ride, if they think about all the babies that are still right now in the NICU with their parents going through the same thing that Ashley and Jeremy went through just a few years ago, they're riding for those babies, too, with the hope that they're going to survive and be able to go home. And I think March of Dimes research has made that happen for so many. Like you say, 20 years ago, the survival rate wasn't anywhere close to what it is
now.
So
does March of Dimes work? Absolutely, it works.
Absolutely,
you know, and by the way, we'll do a quick address on the, every once in a while you see the March of Dimes, a dime of every dollar goes to research. Ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Listen, if you believe that, you're too stupid to ride a motorcycle. But well, B, it's absurd because you can see the change that's happened in this short 20 years directly because of rides like this. Over $8 million has been raised in Kansas City alone, and it really does matter. Come out and meet those kids. You can meet Carter that day. Meet Tucker. Meet Maggie. Meet these kids that have been born inside the span this ride has existed in Kansas City. It matters. And what's the rate right now? We're in 85, 86 cents on the dollar. That's right about that.
I think we're really proud of
you over here, Kara. Don't you listen? Just because you quit us, Bikers for Babies, doesn't mean you can't.
She didn't quit.
She did quit us. I'm mad at her.
She got promoted.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, I need these girls to stop getting promoted.
Yeah.
Do a worse job. So how many cents of each dollar? Around 86 cents, 85.
86 right now.
See, I keep an eye on you. I have these answers, young lady. I know where the money goes.
Well, we're really proud of the fact that after 22 years and 4,000 to 5,000 riders, it does cost some money to put on an event that size.
Of course it does.
And so there are expenses. But
I was talking about this the other day. How many paid employees did they have? Four, maybe, are on site? Five, maybe? And the rest are all volunteers?
Oh, yeah.
Literally, I was like, Jesus Christ, you think about all of the people you see that day at Bikers for Babies, all of it has to happen, the infrastructure on the infield of the Kansas Speedway to handle 6,000 to 8,000 riders, and literally less than 5 are paid employees.
Exactly.
It's a great organization, and they do the best they can with that money.
Kudos to Don Post, who's the volunteer coordinator who gets those 400 to 500 volunteers, you know, and the ham radio operators.
Right.
There's more than 60 of them who are going to be on the route that are there just to help communicate and make it safer for the riders.
The cops that help us make it in the intersections.
Kansas Police and the Kansas
Fire Department.
No, they're all there.
The employees from the Kansas Speedway, who Pat Warren, God bless him, man, you know, you have no idea what it takes to open up a speedway. And every year, year after year, he does this for us.
Well, and the donation that the Speedway gives us is astronomical. It truly is.
No, he's an amazing cat.
Absolutely.
As is Rick Wirth and the Wirth family. Those guys, we did pre-reg at all of theirs. You know, Gales and Blue Springs will be at Wirth Harley on Saturday. And, you know, there's a motorcycle. Every year they hand over the keys to a brand new motorcycle that gets raffled off.
13 years that the Wirth family has supported Bikers for Babies. And
for the record, March of Dimes doesn't buy that motorcycle.
Absolutely.
That is given.
100% donated.
Yeah, by the Wirth family. And then Rick Wirth. And what is it this year?
It's a 2017. They haven't even, I think they're just
what
in
model?
Production right now. It's a
Come on, old lady.
Heritage Classic.
Come on, you old lady.
Heritage Softail Classic.
Mm.
2017.
Beautiful. I mean, that's a $20,000+ motorcycle.
Absolutely.
You think about the money that they've handed over just in that.
And if somebody wants to have a chance to win that bike, it's $100.
Yeah.
You know, for every $100, they get a ticket to win the bike. And
I've seen guys with $1 win it.
Absolutely.
I mean, just with one, literally, I'm sorry, with $100 ticket.
Yeah.
And I've seen, because the year I think we ended up with $5,000 from the show, I didn't win it.
Yeah.
I was like, am I even in there?
I haven't either, so.
I know. It kind of pisses me off.
Yeah.
I know, right? I kind of thought Don Post would win more.
Well.
Did you put Don in? Did
we
you
did.
Rip him off?
Oh, no.
Don't
his
you lie to me.
There.
Don't you lie to me.
No.
Everybody's name goes in.
And whoever wins the bike, we'll find out about 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. We always draw it and let people know. And
the route looks great this year. The weather looks great. You can register at Rawhide tomorrow night, which the weather looks okay. Saturday looks fantastic at Wirth Harley. That'll be another great day. Also, we got to talk about the Crazy Dave Lindsay chair.
Yeah.
Have you seen the chair yet?
I have.
Yeah. Do you like it or is it work for you? I know it's not a golfing chair.
No, it's wonderful.
Normally you find Karen on the golf course searching for a husband. She is, did you find one out there yet?
I'm not looking.
You see, I'm upset because you're leaving.
I'm still here.
You're not. You're promoted.
Yeah, she is.
She's promoted.
Oh, yeah, she
me
is.
Me and Penny talk about it every day.
You, I know, sweetie. See, you've done a fantastic job. All right, what have we got new this year, sponsor-wise?
We have Indian back on board, Price Chopper.
Great.
Of course, all of the wonderful Harley dealers.
Yep.
Thank you again to Wirth for donating that bike. They're absolutely amazing. Kansas City Star, we also have Edelman and Thompson.
See, she's kicking ass for us. And you guys listening, the reason it is important is the riders is what, you guys are what makes this work. But the more of you there are, the more enticing it is to a big sponsor because they want to get in front of you guys and they want to help as well. But if we can keep 6,000, 7,000 riders out there, these other people get involved too because they want to be involved with something big and meaningful. And that's where CARA comes in. And that puts more money in the bank to fund more research to keep kids alive. It's what it takes. It takes money to move this machine. And you guys really do a great job. By the way, I'll be expecting you to turn down that promotion and stay purely thinking only about this ride.
Well, Johnny.
Penny, I'm not kidding. You get this done.
And you know, another
because
sponsor.
How
who
long longer can you live?
I hope a long time. Probably longer than
you're
you.
You're an outlier. Are you kidding? I wouldn't even make that joke if I didn't think it was going to come. She had a heart attack this year. And well, how many? Did you even stay home for a week?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. At 70.
I went in on Tuesday, got out on Thursday, and went on vacation the next week.
By the way, they said she'd have gotten smoked. You're how close to getting?
Oh.
If you hadn't gone right that second.
Well, I had one artery that was 100% blocked and it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So
she
I was
drove
happy.
You drove yourself or your husband drove?
Oh, no. No, we drove a block and a half to the fire department.
Smart.
You know, and they took care of me.
How
the
long
ambulance.
Before you were in surgery?
Actually, it was about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Till she was in surgery. Less than a week later, she went on vacation at 70 years old.
Of course.
Yeah, you can't be killed by conventional methods.
No. But I do want to mention Price Chopper because they've been a sponsor of ours for several years. And the reason people can get free lunch when they come back from the ride is because of Price Chopper.
No,
they donate everything.
No, it's a great day. The way it's going to work, any changes in it, you can show up that morning, you can register outside the Speedway, come inside, hang out, have some breakfast, and
Chris
be part of
again?
The presentation. Suchan is going to be back again.
Gary Amble and Chris Suchan, yes.
And of course, Ed's posse will be there to present the money that they've raised. Now, he has already raised over $1 million. I mean, I say he has. Ed's posse has. And it's never been done anywhere in the United States. I'm telling you, if somebody doesn't put a statue to those guys somewhere in this city, it's a crime, because it's incredible what they've done. Incredible, man.
It'd be a big statue.
It should be something to represent what you can do. If one guy started and that became five guys, became 10, and I don't even know how many are in Ed's posse now.
Hundreds.
You'll see them on corners all throughout this week. You've seen them all year long, from Rockfest to Arrowhead, and they're guys, and you'll see they have Ed's posse on their back. You've very clearly identified, and they're collecting. Give money, $5, $10, $20. What did he bring in last year?
He brought in over $100,000.
In cash?
Yes.
This is a nickel, a dime, a five, a 20 at a time. All cash.
We're just blessed to have them. We really are.
I love that he has a flair for the theatric. Because it doesn't get turned into a check. It comes in like drug money. Like it's literally wrapped in plastic. Like, it looks like when the government seizes money, that's what it looks like when it comes in. And I could not love it more, because it's so impactful to see it.
Well, and I think it represents all the coins and the dollars that have been thrown into their buckets. You know, it's from the, you know, people on the street. And I think that's important. He wants to acknowledge
how they got it. People say that you can't change the world. You're wrong. You can absolutely. Look at this little guy, Carter. Look at him. He's happy. He's a healthy kid. He couldn't have existed 20 years ago but for March of Dimes and that lung surfactant.
Exactly.
And there's other, many, many other things on the horizon that we're very close on.
Johnny, I think one point that I want to get across is that if people want more information, if they want more details, they can go to bikersforbabieskc.org.
And now, also Reese, by the way, I've not talked much about Reese, because she's one?
Yes, she's 16 one. Months.
16 months, mm-hmm. And she was very small, not as small as Carter.
Right. So with Reese, we thought everything was going normal. We were having a healthy pregnancy, and then actually the day after the March for Babies walk last year, I just felt like something wasn't right. So I went in and found out I had HELLP syndrome, which is very dangerous.
What is that?
It's really high blood pressure, and it's dangerous for the mom and the baby.
Sure.
And it's, so we did emergency surgery and had her, and she
that
was,
day.
Yes, like several hours, just like 3 hours after I went in. Both times.
How awful is that? I mean, it's obviously for mom, it's the worst, but you're like, it's helpless.
Both times he was not at the hospital, so I was calling him like, you better get up here now.
I don't think it was in that tone.
I really don't feel that was nice.
That seems like the sweet tone.
Both times it was like, it's time to go. And I'm like, no, it's not time to go. And she's like, yes, it's time to go. Get up here now.
Right.
So the second, you know, with Reese, she was a little bit further along. She was 34 weeks. And so
she's a cute kid. She's got big. She was just turning her corner and saw me. Her eyes got real big.
The delivery room with her was...
That happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, mostly. She didn't look scared, though, for once.
The delivery room with Reese was quite a bit different than with Carter, being a little bit further along.
Yeah.
You know, she still had some obstacles she had to climb over, but it was a lot different experience.
And you're both teachers.
Yeah.
What grade?
I teach first grade.
Oh, my.
And I'm actually an assistant principal, so...
Oh, I've met many of your time. But how hard is that? I mean, think about it. You're around children all your life. It's your life. It's what you do for a living. You devote it. And, you know, being a teacher, that's not a 9-to-5 job. That's a never-ending job. And then, you know, you want your own kids, and you're up against that challenge. I mean, that's just got to be gut-wrenching. I mean, heartbreaking, man.
Yeah, it's hard to see them in that state. And, you know, you think pregnancy is supposed to go one way and having a baby is supposed to go one way. And then it's totally different. Fortunately, with Reese, we didn't know any different, because now we've done this twice. So, but it's still hard to see and hard to watch and hard to leave her at the hospital every night. You know, she was still in the hospital for a month. She was just born out with 3 pounds.
Well, I don't think there can be any more primal urge or need for parents to have their child against them, you know, and with them at all times when they're that small. I mean, I never fully understood it until, and I still don't, but I mean, after the triplets were born, you know, just watching that unfold and being so close to it, that, and you realize, geez, it's just terrifying to think anything could happen to them.
it certainly puts things into perspective. You know, these are our most precious gifts there are, and fighting for their lives. Anything that we can do to help and prevent that from happening to anyone else.
Well, it's the easiest thing in the world. We're going to go ride motorcycles. It's what we like to do anyway. And it's going to be a beautiful day. What are they calling for? 78 degrees?
70 and sunny.
Yeah, come on.
Perfect.
There's no way it'll happen that way.
Yeah.
It just never happened that way.
But, Johnny, you know, you've been there the years where it's been raining in the morning.
Sure.
It's been so foggy you couldn't see a bike in front of you, and they still show up.
Absolutely. Awesome. And this will be a great one. Do we we're up against a game?
No, it's... I think it starts at 1 o'clock, but it's not in Kansas City.
Oh, perfect.
It's someplace else.
Perfect. You guys, listen. Here's the thing. Get up. If we hit the road by 9:30 or so, man, you could be back at your house, back at a bar, anywhere by 1 o'clock right at kickoff. Not a big deal.
Well, I probably shouldn't say it, but you know, the 80-mile ride does go through Bonner Springs,
mm-hmm.
passes by one of your favorite places.
Kobe's.
And
passes by Helen's Hilltop.
It hits Tonganoxie and then goes north on Highway 16.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you right now. We're stopping at Helen's for a cocktail. it's part of it. It's, you know what? Because to me, that's the best part. I love everybody will stop and hang out for a minute. It's a camaraderie and you go, hello, and man, thanks for riding. And you all see each other and then back on the bike again and head towards the Kansas Speedway.
Well, and maybe for those folks who do have a cocktail or two, they can then stop in McLeod mm-hmm. at the elementary school.
Have something to eat.
And have some snacks and drinks and maybe donate a little bit to their school programs and then head on north on 92. And the northern part of the route is really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And
up
then
by Lansing.
Yeah. 92 to Springdale Road.
Listen, I just follow the guy in front of me. All right?
I know.
You know me. You know me. I'm like, I have no idea where I'm going.
Usually
these
I'm the one on the bike in front of you to lead. And
tell that guy to pick up his pace a little this year, because that guy was a little sluggish last year.
Well, he's out of town, so I don't have anybody.
No.
I need to talk to Jack Ancona, unless Nikki's riding with him.
No, you get first dibs.
She's never ridden a motorcycle. Miss Nikki needs to make it out there.
Yes, she does.
On Sunday. You do need to make it out there.
I would love to start by sidecar if I were going anywhere.
No, trust me. Jack's got the great old man bike, so it's got a backrest, it's got armrest, it's got speakers. It was made for you, Nikki Pace. I'm telling you, it's the motorcycle for the lazy passenger.
Okay.
It is totally made for you.
You'll have a great time.
We'll find you a place to ride.
Okay.
Where'd your guy go?
Who? We sold our bike.
No. The guy gives you a ride.
Oh, he's in Las Vegas.
Scumbag.
I know.
What's he doing? Degenerate.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Have you gotten on a motorcycle yet?
No, I'm good.
Oh, my God.
You make me feel better. Thank you.
I'm fine.
Well, yeah, we're talking about this. Still golfing?
Yes.
It's a sickness, you know. It's a sickness.
It's a stress reliever.
I've seen people who golf. There's nothing but stress in their faces. All right.
Johnny, one of the other things, too, is that this year we already have 50 teams of riders that are coming together to raise money. Last year we had over, I think it was 20 that had donated $2,500 or more. And so if they want to join a team, just go to the bikersforbabieskc.org page and they can click on how to create a team. Easy to do, even at this.
Well, I'll tell you who's impressive, the spider riders.
Yes.
Those guys who ran the Can-Ams and the spiders and all the three-wheeled, the trikes.
They donated,
unbelievable.
They donated $25,000 last year.
I'm telling you, they're the Ed's posse of the teams.
Yeah.
You know, Ed's got his thing. I'm telling you, those guys are bringing up that side. They are the Ed's posse of the teams. They are kicking ass. And I saw those guys out at Kobe's and spoke with a few of them. And the story and how it kind of came to be and it's really a touching deal. You know, he lost his wife.
Yeah.
And he, you know, the camaraderie was necessary for him, and it started this whole thing. What made him feel better was helping. And it's what makes all of us feel better.
Johnny, one of the things that's been really, every year, we get to talk to people that started riding when Steve Yates organized the Governor's Ride, or they were there for the first year at Kansas Speedway, and they love to come and tell their story, whether it's their children or their grandchildren or just the Kansas City community that they care about. You know, they come to raise money and have a good time and just be a part of it.
It's not always children. A lot of people I met have told me the story about losing a husband or losing a wife, a brother, and they ride in that. And not because there's a connection directly to Bikers for Babies, but because it relieves them of some pain and some suffering to do good for others.
Right.
It's cathartic. It helps you work through whatever it is you got going on. It really does. You'll never feel better in your life than when you're helping somebody else. And it sounds corny, and if you've never experienced it, it's You probably don't believe what I'm saying, but I promise you, it's the best part of your life. If you try, if you do something in your heart, I'm telling you, you'll walk away and you'll go, my day is better. And it just is. Call it selfish. But I'm telling you, every time I've ever been down, my life wasn't going the way I wanted it to, whatever bitchy thing I was going through. If you stop for a minute, and it can be the smallest thing in the world, but just do something nice for somebody else, your entire day changes.
Absolutely.
Every time. You can be part of it. If you don't have a motorcycle, if you can't ride, if you're like Kara, the quitter.
I still have fun day of. I'm there.
Oh, my God. First time we met her, her mom brought her.
Yeah.
Are you old enough to drive? She does a wonderful job. And but if, let's say, you were like Miss Kara and you don't have a boyfriend with a motorcycle, or you don't have a motorcycle of your own, you can donate 20222, the word baby.
You got it right this time.
20, I swear to God, I'll break your hip. 20222, 20222, the word baby, B-A-B-Y.
Now, you have a new phone. I remember last year when you took everybody's phone around here, your whole team, and help them donate at least $10.
Yes, absolutely, man.
So all you watch your phones.
Up that phone too. Oh, yeah. If your bosses are leaving their phones around, or your buddy at work, just when they're not looking, just text 20222, the word baby, and they won't be that pissed off. But chances are they won't even notice.
At least not for 30 days or so.
Yeah, by then, you can just leave. Just grab your boss's phone, grab your buddy's phone, 20222, the word baby, and there's a lot of money to be made in that as well. You can simply donate money. Show up the day of. Even if you don't have a motorcycle, you can come by the Speedway, right?
You can come by the Speedway. It's $35 to get in if they want to come watch and look at the vendors' booths. You know, we have over 30, 35 vendors that are going to be there in Garage C&D.
And also, that's the day you can buy the raffle tickets to buy the skull chair from Dave's. Dave's.
Yeah.
And he built this one for me, and I put it up on Facebook. It's incredible. It's like an Adirondack handmade wooden chair, but the back of it's like the Punisher skull. And I'm telling you, I wish I had five of these. So he came up with the idea. He goes, I'll make two more. We'll raffle them off.
Right.
$5 a ticket or three for 10?
Three for 10, and it goes on from there. He's making a sign. He's going to be out there himself.
He'll be at Worth.
At Worth. And,
he'll be there the day of as well.
Yes. So they're cool looking chairs. Yeah, they really are.
Good. Are you going to buy some raffle tickets?
Of course.
Yeah, because they'd look good at your house, man. Yeah. How's your old man? How's your husband?
He's doing good. He's doing good.
All right. Listen, he'll be there that day.
$35 before Saturday night. You know, if they go online, if they can't make it to a pre-reg, go online to the website, and it's real easy to find how to donate.
I'm sorry. I'm so distracted because I keep watching.
I know.
The little ones are having fun. Me laugh. Clearly, by the way, her vocal cords were not in any way damaged. She's just chatting to herself, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's just talking to herself. She's walking.
But as long as they register before 10 o'clock Saturday night, and bring their paperwork with them to the registration tent on Sunday morning, they'll get their packet, their wristbands, and everything that they need. And then Sunday morning, it does go to $40. So that's kind of an encouragement to go online if they can't make the pre-regis.
Slide by Rawhide. Even if you can't make the run, slide by Rawhide tomorrow night. Give them $35. Get your T-shirt. Go through everything. You can be a part of this, even if you can't make it there Sunday. You'll know that you made a difference in somebody's life. You can do it again at Worth Harley from 1 to 5. And then, of course, that Sunday morning. What's that? Is she wanting some? What's she doing?
What are you doing?
She wants to talk.
She won't let her talk? Hell, I've been stuck with Penny for 10 minutes.
21 years.
Look at her. Hi. Oh, now she'll go quiet. Oh, look at that. Oh, the furrowed brow. Give me that. Can I have your milk?
Give me that. You should be used to that look.
You want the milk? What? Yeah. She's like, there you go. What's up, Carter? Come here. What are you doing? What are you doing over there all by yourself? Watching the window? What do you see out there? Anything good? What? You like cars? Yeah? Like motorcycles too? Yeah. Are you going to be there on Sunday?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait to see you. It's nice to meet you. Yeah, he's a sweet kid.
And Johnny, I know you don't like to take kudos or credit, but one of the reasons this ride is so successful 22 years after.
Enough of this.
No. It's because of the communication, because you tell your listeners and your writers, you educate them about families like Ashley and Jeremy, and it makes a difference. You know, I think that's one of the reasons why this ride is number one. Well, the listeners and the writers understand they're writing.
The listeners, they're the whole reason. We've talked about this 1,000 times off air in meetings. The whole thing is built around human beings, about people doing the right thing in so much. It's just about helping other people. It'll make you feel better. You don't owe anybody anything. I would never, in fact, I really don't care for the term, like when people talk about giving back. You don't owe anybody anything, and I don't think you owe anybody anything, but I promise you, if you help these people, help these kids, take that ride, you'll feel better that day. You'll feel amazing. You will, you'll go through towns where people have sat out on their lawns and they're waving at you. They made signs. They hold their kids up that were premature that are alive today because of research from the March of Dimes. And Bikers for Babies is the biggest one-day motorcycle ride in America for March of Dimes. And I have every intention of it staying that way.
Well, and I would say the largest one-day ride in the nation, period.
For any charity.
For any charity.
Yeah. No, it's big, you guys.
You know, and some have come and gone, and we've stayed there. You know, thanks to our sponsors, our riders, our donors.
Where are we at officially now, money-wise? 8 points.
Oh, as far as total overall?
Yeah, no, not this year.
Okay. I was going to say, we're still counting. We haven't taken all the money.
Look at you two bookends. Good God.
Over $8.3 million has been raised in the 21 years that we've held this ride.
That's in Kansas City,
in
guys.
In Kansas City.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right.
And thanks to everybody who participates.
Reese and Carter, they got the places to go. Carter, you want to go party, don't you? Yeah, I know. Where are you going? Chuck E. Cheese, McDonald's, what? Yeah.
School.
Your dad's an assistant principal. So sucks. Like, oh, my God. You're not going to get away with a thing, kid. Oh, my. If I was him, I would ask to be transferred to a different school.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
Yeah, that's just not going to work out for him, is it? Well, he's only four, so he's just doing a little pre-stuff now,
pre-K,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was, you were the same way.
What's that?
They didn't even put you in school till you were like six when I was a kid. What kind of parenting was that? My buddy's kids are two,
remember.
And they're going to like little schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't do that.
I was trying to learn the word red when I was six. Don't look at me like that, Kara. You were six like 4 days ago.
They had just initiated kindergarten for the first year when I went.
Yeah.
That's how old I am.
That was pretty progressive, was it? Did you have to take the wagon all the way?
My sister didn't have kindergarten. She graduated from high school. She was in college her freshman year at age 15.
All right, listen, that's fantastic. Listen, you're a maniac.
Off topic.
Thank you for everything, Penny.
Well, thank you. And thanks to Don Post again.
Please stop making Jake cry. Stop beating up on Jake.
It was about the babies.
Listen, stop making Jake cry. You're starting to give him the PTSD. We will help Don Post. Look, Don, you're the man, and I know you're listening. Without you, this whole thing doesn't work. Don was talking about trying to quit. Yeah. No.
We won't let him.
Well, it's just easy. We don't accept. So there you go. And I'm going to be honest with you. Since you're in a chair, I'll just bring you. So that's how that works, because I love you. And I wouldn't do it without you.
Sunday, September 18th at Kansas Speedway, the 2016 Bikers for Babies Motorcycle Ride.
Nothing better seeing 6,000 bikes standing out here ready to roll out.
Because of you, it's the biggest March of Dimes ride in the country.
You're changing lives. Remember that. Go out of here with that feeling. And know that you made a difference in someone's life.
For 22 years, we've thrown a leg over for one day, one ride. One reason. For a baby born at 23 weeks, weighing only a pound and a half, given a small percentage to survive. But we've seen that kid and many others grow up right before our eyes.
We love you, bikers!
We've seen those smiles of appreciation for every biker who took the time for one day, one ride, one reason.
Makes chills go down my spine just to think I can be a part of such a great cause.
It's the one ride a year I look forward to.
Join us Sunday, September 18th at Kansas Speedway for the 22nd annual March of Dimes Bikers for Babies Motorcycle Ride. Pre-register Thursday from 6 till 9 with Moose at Rawhide Harley-Davidson just off I-35 in Olathe. Or register online and get more info at 989therock.com.